Luke chapter 9, 10 to 17, the feeding of the 5,000. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowd learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." He replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Unless we go and buy food for all this crowd," about 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each. The disciples did so, and everybody sat down, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. And he gave them to the disciples to set before the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over." Please leave your Bibles open there at Luke chapter 9. Let's pray before we get into God's word. Father God, we pray that you would guide us as we hear from your word this morning. Help us to reflect on our need to trust in your ability to provide for our every need. Lord, we pray that you would help us to be ready to hear your word, that you might be glorified now through it. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Once there was a young lady who had recently left her home, her parents' home, and moved into her very first apartment. Now, in that stage of life, there are all sorts of new learning curves, aren't there? You've got to learn how to manage your money. You've got to learn how to cook for yourselves, all of those kinds of things. Well, one day this lady rang up her father in tears. She was really upset. She was frustrated and disappointed. And she was sobbing to him over the phone, and she said, "Dad, you gave me some really terrible advice." Puzzled by what his daughter had said, the father asked, "What did I tell you?" She replied, "You told me to put my money in that big bank, and now that bank is in trouble." Surprised, the father said, "What are you talking about? That's one of the biggest banks in the world." She said, "I don't think so." She said through her tears, she said, "They just returned one of my checks with a note saying, 'Insufficient funds.'" Like this young lady, I think there are times when we all mistakenly believe our insufficiencies are God's fault. Times when we blame God for not providing instead of seeing our own lack of trust in his provisions and care for his people. Times when our circumstances are beyond our control, and rather than running to the Lord in our time of need, we fix our eyes on the problem. This morning, as we look at how Jesus fed this enormous crowd with such a small amount of bread and fish, we are being reminded not to look at our insufficiencies, not at our insufficient funds, but to look at the hope we have in Christ, as he is more than capable of providing for our every need. Now, this morning's passage, as it begins, Jesus and the disciples had just withdrawn to Bethsaida. The disciples had only just returned from their mission trip, where they had been doing all sorts of wonderful miracles, healing the sick and the demon-possessed, and proclaiming the good news of Jesus. They were no doubt by this stage tired and overwhelmed and really would have loved some quiet time to catch up and speak with Jesus. However, the crowd had other ideas, because as soon as they found out where Jesus was, they followed him as well. And Jesus, he graciously welcomed them. He taught them again about the good news of Jesus, and he healed those who needed healing. Jesus was already providing for all of their needs. However, as the day went on and it started to probably go on dusk, the disciples came and saw him, the 12, and they said to him, "Send the crowd away so that they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we're in a remote place." It sounds like a very practical request, doesn't it? Sounds like a rational, reasonable response. Have you ever had somebody tell you something that is so completely obvious, as though you had no idea that that was reality? Well, that's exactly what the disciples, the 12, seem to be doing here. It seems practical, but obviously Jesus already knew it. And note, this wasn't a request either. These students of Jesus, the disciples, they had confused their master for a student. The 12 had been performing these miracles. They'd been doing signs and wonders and powerfully proclaiming the good news of Jesus. And so it's understandable that they'd lost sight of their place as students before God's word and before their teacher. It's amazing how gracious Jesus' response is here. Rather than rebuking them and putting them in their place, Jesus gently asked them to give the crowd something to eat. Now, obviously, Jesus knew they had no way of being able to feed such an enormous crowd. Mark 6 tells us the sheer amount of food necessary to feed this crowd would have been equal to about 8 months' wages. There were 5,000 people, 5,000 men there, but it was plus women and children. So this crowd could have easily been 10 or even 15,000 people strong. And the 12 disciples, they weren't rich people. They had left everything to follow Jesus. Jesus had just given them a humanly impossible task. And so they replied, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Unless we go and buy food for all of this crowd." They realized what Jesus was asking them to do was something that they could not provide. They knew that their funds were insufficient. They were being reminded that Jesus is the teacher and they are the students. What he's doing in these verses is showing them that they are not able to do this in their own strength, so that instead of trying to muscle their way through, they might rely on Jesus. These verses are showing us how quickly and how easily we can forget that God is able to provide for all of our needs. 12 had only just been sent on this amazing mission trip. They must have still been on a high from it. They must have still been excited and rejoicing over all the wonderful things that God had done and that they had seen God do. And they went on this trip with no provisions at all. They were told to take no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra coat. And they were to do this to make sure that they knew that God would provide. And God had provided for all of their needs. But now, as they're back in the presence of Jesus, all of a sudden they seem to forget that God will provide. So instead of trusting in Jesus to provide for this need, they tried to come up with a plan all of their own. So as the 12 realized that they weren't able to deal with this situation in their own strength, Jesus, to took control of the situation. He said, make them sit down in groups of 50 each. And the disciples, well, they followed their Jesus' instructions. Then Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he looked up to heaven, gave thanks, and broke them into pieces. And then he gave the pieces to his disciples to hand out to all the people. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been trying to cut up a pizza or a birthday cake into enough pieces to try and make it go around all the people in the room? Only to realize that as you're doing that, the pieces are getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Well, just imagine trying to do that with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Just imagine how small those pieces would have been. As Jesus blessed this meal, giving thanks to God the Father for it, God provided for the physical needs of this crowd. He multiplied the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Everyone there ate and was satisfied. No one left there hungry. And in fact, the disciples even had a mess to clean up, which is as much as 12 basketfuls of broken pieces. God hadn't just provided, he had provided in abundance. It wasn't just enough. It wasn't just enough to get by. It was more than they needed. And what we're being reminded of in these verses is that Jesus is sufficient to provide for our every need. Disciples had just come back from this amazing mission trip where God had provided their food, their shelter, and everything they needed to serve him. And yet they seemed to have no idea that Jesus was able to provide for this need. It's almost as if the disciples had fallen into the trap of giving themselves the glory for what God had done, for patting themselves on the back, as though they were the ones who had healed these sick and cast out these demons and proclaimed the good news, as though they deserved a good pat on the back. But in these verses, Jesus is gently and graciously reminding them that it is God who deserves the glory. That is God who provides for all of their needs. Too often we do depend on our own gifts, our own abilities, our own talents and strengths. Too often when things are going well in our lives, we pat ourselves on the back and give ourselves the glory. But when things are not going well, we ask, why, God, did you allow this to happen? Often without even realizing it, we serve the Lord in our own strength rather than in his power. And in those times, we lose sight of the reality that it is Jesus who is able to provide for our every need. That we can ask him for the things that we need. That we can pray to him in anticipation that he will provide. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that God's provision is a blank check for whatever we would want God to do. But God does and will provide for those who trust in him. Sometimes, even though we can trust God in one particular situation, we might find ourselves struggling to trust him in another. The disciples had seen Jesus calm this amazing storm with just a few words. They had seen him cast out a multitude of demons. They had seen him heal the sick and raise a child from the dead. And yet they struggled to believe that he would be able to provide food for a crowd. See in these verses that there will be times when God asks us to do tasks that we are not up to, tasks that we are insufficient for. But he doesn't do this to humiliate us, but so that we might be ready to be teachable, ready to rely on his strength. Jesus showed the disciples that even though they weren't able to provide for this crowd, he was able to provide for all of their needs. And he didn't just provide, he provided in abundance. After everything was said and done, there were 12 baskets full left. There was abundance, more than was required. Which is a reminder for us that God's provision is abundant. When Christ, the perfect sacrifice, took on our guilt and shame when he willingly died in our place on the cross, his sacrifice wasn't merely enough for his people to enter his kingdom by the skin of their teeth. His mercy is abundant. His grace is more than sufficient to deal with our greatest need, those things that we think are impossible to be dealt with. Because he is the bread of life. In 2 Kings chapter 4, the great prophet Elisha fed 100 men with just 20 loaves of bread. And it says that they all ate and had some left over according to the word of God. 20 loaves for 100 men. And in Exodus 16, God provided bread through Moses. As heavenly bread rained down, manna rained down for God's people to provide for their needs. Jesus himself is the bread of life. Jesus himself says in John 6, I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you true bread from heaven. And a little bit later in chapter 6, it says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. And he who believes in me will never go thirsty. Elisha, well, God performed this amazing miracle through him where 100 men were fed with just 20 loaves of bread that one time. And Moses, well, he received manna from heaven for the people for a season. But those who trust in the true bread of life will never go hungry. Because those who come to Jesus receive life. This morning's passage is reminding us that even though our spiritual account is insufficient, our funds are insufficient, Jesus has already provided for all of our needs. Through faith in Christ, we have received forgiveness for our past sins, our present sins, and our future sins. His mercy is abundant. It is more than we need. Through hope in Christ, we have become heirs and co-heirs with Christ in his kingdom. We have been reconciled to God the Father through the Son. And all those who trust in Jesus, well, Jesus will never let go. They will never go spiritually hungry. They will never be in spiritual need. This morning we've been reminded that Jesus has sufficiency to provide for our every need, no matter what situation we find ourselves in. So are you this morning, are you worried? Is there something on your mind? Is there a burden? Is there a fear? Is there something there that feels insurmountable, that makes you feel insufficient to deal with that situation? Are you troubled by things that are outside of your control? I think this morning we are being encouraged to take that need to Jesus. Be encouraged to hand that over to the one who is able to provide. For whoever trusts in him will never go hungry, and whoever trusts in him will never be thirsty, because he is more than sufficient to provide for our every need. Let's pray. Father God, we pray for those situations that feel impossible, for those things that we know that we are unable to deal with. Lord, we pray this morning that you would help us to hand them over to you, to trust that you will provide. Lord, and not just those things, Lord, we pray that you would help us to put our own strengths and our own abilities to one side, so that in all we might rely on your strength, your provisions, for you provide in abundance. You have given us everything we need through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray this in his name. Amen.